Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Hello and welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. We are a podcast all about decluttering and organizing and living intentionally. We want to help you to achieve freedom from clutter. I'm one of your hosts, Amy Ravel.
And I'm Kirsty Faruja. What a lovely intro, Amy. Oh,
thanks. Do you know what else would make it a really good intro?
A joke?
Yeah. This one, I'm not sure if it's better than last time, but we'll see how we go. What type of sheep loves decluttering the most?
I don't know what type of sheep loves decluttering the most, Amy.
The use it. I couldn't work out how to make the word "do you use it" and a "you" in the same. So I'm just going with like
use.
The use.
Yeah, the use. I actually think that they like keeping things the most, not decluttering.
Because they use them.
Yes.
Maybe there's a better way to phrase that joke. I'm not very good at joke phrasing. As is evidenced by the last two episodes.
And but you know what? I am good at apologizing, everybody. Sorry.
I'm good at giving it a red hot go.
You are. So clearly we're talking about use it this episode. So what do we mean by that other than sheep, Amy?
So this episode we want to talk about asking yourself the question, do I use it? And this is really helpful for when you are decluttering around the house and you see something and you see all the potential in the world. You have a waffle maker and you dream of Saturday mornings making waffles, or you have hedge trimmers and you dream that one day you'll have a hedge. All of the things that you think that you would use in this ideal life that you are not currently living, ask yourself the question, do I use it? Because the truthful answer to that will often help you decide whether something stays or goes. And it cuts between it costs money, such and such gave it to me. It just kind of boils it down to, but do you use it? Is it worth the space it's taking up?
Mm. I think this is really tricky. Let me think of the situations where I think this is really tricky. I think it's really tricky in craft spaces.
That's literally what I was going to say. It's like all the crafters are hating on us as we do this episode.
Yeah. But I think that they're probably the ones who need to listen to it the most. Because they're – and I think that actually it is really similar to our last episode on Need It, in that it is a really helpful question to ask yourself at purchasing, at the acquisition stage. Because, and I think it also ties into what you just mentioned about the ideal self, because it's so easy to be at the shops, and let's go into like your favorite craft shop, like, or crafting, yeah, like craft, or you clearly, I'm a crafter, aren't I? I can't,
yeah,
even
like
think.
You can't even like, think of any like drawing, like, paper crafts, stamping, knitting, yeah, crocheting,
sewing,
all of the things.
All of the things. So here in Australia, it would be like if you're going into Lincraft or if you're going into Spotlight. Is Lincraft even a thing anymore?
I was going to say, I don't think Lincraft's around anymore, but maybe it is, but in
Spotlight,
some regional areas. Spotlight is definitely the queen of craft.
Yeah. So when you are heading into a crafting store and you can see all of the things that you desire to do, and that is a really good time to stop and think, okay, have I got a realistic plan of when I'm going to use the thing that I've got in my hot little hands?
Mm.
And because it's really tricky when you've already purchased it to let it go, because you've spent good money on it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the things that we come up against all the time in our jobs is, but I spent really good money on it and I have so much intention of using it someday in the distant future,
mm-hmm,
when I have all the time in the world, or when I, or my ideal self really, really wants to be that type of person.
We've got this in our family when it comes to the boys' wardrobes, because do we need it? Of course, everybody needs a winter jacket. Do they use it? Never.
No.
Never, ever, 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 ever. So we stopped buying our children long pants, jackets, jumpers, beanies, anything like that. We just stopped because they didn't use it. And we also stopped buying them shoes for anything other than running. One pair of runners, one pair of basketball boots. We stopped buying them shirts. Do they use it? Do they need it? Oh, yes, because every time we go to a funeral or a wedding or someone's birthday, they'll need to wear a shirt. Actually, they don't use it. They just wear a nice t-shirt, and I'm okay with that as a parent. And so do they use it has really shifted the way that we fill our kids' wardrobes, because they're just not going to use it, and I kind of have got to the point where I'm okay with that.
I am exactly the same when it comes to...
Yes!
You actually scare me. It's actually scaring me when you do that.
I promise not to overuse it.
I have stopped buying Ollie all the things too. I don't even try to get him to buy jeans or tracky dacks or a jumper or a shirt. Okay, like we've almost even given up on buying him nice t-shirts because he just wears sports t-shirts 24/7. So I actually was a really good mum last night, and I did put away their clothing for them because probably was procrastinating on doing something else. And while I was there, I went through both of their t-shirt drawers because I had to put away a t-shirt or two for each of them. And I went, oh my gosh, how can they even find anything in here? And did the whole Marie Kondo folding of it, and realized just how like Ollie's got way too many t-shirts that he never ever wears, because he only ever wears his sports tops.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I was like, it breaks my heart that I really should just let it all go, but I'm also a bit annoyed because I want him to actually wear something other than sports tops.
Well, here's what I think you're gonna get to if you're Ollie is anything like my boys, is you're also going to get to the point where they don't even use pajamas. And so you buy like really nice pajamas and all they wear is sports stuff. And it's like they're downgraded. Like it's not the same stuff they wear out, but it is just a pair of like footy shorts or basketball shorts and a singlet or no top. And it's like, I don't even need to buy you pajamas anymore. They're like, nah, nobody wears pajamas. I'm like, I'm sure there are teenage boys out there that wear pajamas, but okay, now your wardrobe just looks like I don't love you anymore.
Ollie's a very sensory kid, and I think he's always going to really love Peter Alexander PJs.
Maybe my kids just have never been offered the good stuff.
Probably. I didn't mean that.
No, our kids love their sheets that cost like $140 for a pair of sheets. So maybe they're just choosing to not wear a shirt because the sheets are too good.
Yeah, well, oh,
maybe that's
Ollie,
my problem.
Ollie doesn't wear PJs to bed, but he wears them for a couple of hours before bedtime. So, yes.
So use it.
Good question. Use it.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I think this really applies to appliances in the kitchen too. Listeners, yes. If you could just take a virtual tour through your own kitchen, or if you're in the kitchen, open some cupboards, and I want you to just ask yourself, do I use this about your appliances? Do you use the popcorn maker? Do you use your slow cooker? Do you use your air fryer? Do you use your milkshake maker? Because I would hazard a guess that every family in Australia has at least one appliance that they honestly would have to say, no, I actually don't use that. And it could be time to send it to the op shop so that somebody else can use it and they don't have to buy it new. And it helps the whole world. You're basically doing a gift on passing for the entire world.
And I think it is also good to come back to that question that we asked last week about need it. Is going, well, what else could I use instead? Like, okay, we do make popcorn maybe once a year. We make popcorn in the popcorn maker. How else could I make popcorn? Oh, I know, in a pot on the stove.
Old school. Microwave.
Yeah, just buy microwave popcorn, even easier. So ask yourself how else could this ideal version of me have that thing happen as well.
I think when it comes to use it as well, you can ask whether you use something to its full capacity. So I have a food processor, but really what I use it for is the blender. So if you have a blender and a food processor, you could say, yes, 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 I use the blender part of the food processor. But if you got rid of it, you could use something else. So do I use it? Yes. But do I have to use it? No. Is there an alternative? Do I use my slippers? Yes. But do I need three pairs? So I think in the use it, there's also that beautiful opportunity for the refining and going that bit deeper of, well, like we said before with the need it, but it's, well, how many do I need? Is there something else that performs this function, that efficiency and effectiveness? Like, what does that look like with asking the question, do I use it?
And also in the same vein, I use it, but I do only use it once a year. So could I borrow it instead from a friend? Or do I need my own lawnmower? Or because, yes, I use it, but could I just borrow my neighbor's once a fortnight? Or could we both buy it together so that we're both, or could I rent it from my neighbor once a fortnight to do the lawns? Or do I even Or is there another solution altogether? Should I outsource it to getting a lawnmower person to come in and do my lawns instead?
Or should you just lay concrete like a good Greek girl? Just lay the concrete, baby. That's what I grew up with. Not in my home, but in my yaya's house. The backyard was just concrete. It was awesome. She never had to mow it.
So?
Kirsty's like, I don't know what to say without making our listeners feel like Amy's saying the wrong thing.
No. But it is, there is like, yes, I use it, but I only use it once a year. What else could I do instead? But I really do need a food processor, because when I use it once a year, I use it for cooking and doing all this stuff for the birthday party once a year.
Yeah.
Okay. But could you borrow your neighbor's or your sister's or your mum's? Yeah.
Or could you just store it somewhere where it's not front and center, or not on your bench, or not even in the pantry? Like, if you do use it but it's so infrequent, what could that look like to free up space, free up that kind of having to move one thing to get to another thing? How do you make that simple as well?
Great. We've got an episode on that, don't we? Functional spaces.
Oh, very good. I'm impressed that you remembered which one it was, because I had no idea.
Yeah. In that episode, we talk about using spaces unconventionally.
Yes, we do.
So just encourage you to go and listen to that one. It's a good one.
I've got a couple of reviews, Kirst.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I've got a two-part review here, Kirst, and it's called I Listen to Sleep While in Bed, and it's a 5-star review. You called me out the other night to post a review as I listened to the sleep episode whilst also going to sleep. It was great timing, as I'm nearly all caught up with past episodes. Your podcast popped up a few weeks ago when I was searching for decluttering podcasts. I've been on a declutter journey for the large part of 2020. I've always loved to be organized, but I'm a wife and mother of 4 boys, and it's an uphill battle of stuff. I've gotten really good at not bringing new things into our home, but I'm also a creative person who can see usefulness in everything, and I find it hard to let go of things in case I need them later. Thank goodness I'm not very sentimental, or our house would be bursting at the seams. This summer on a camping trip, I picked up a pile of books on organizing from the library to take them along, and I was struck by the fact that every organizer out there said that you have to purge before you can organize. So I came back home and started cleaning out drawers and bookshelves and closets, opening part 2. Finding your podcast was great motivation and entertainment to continue decluttering. That's because she loves my jokes. I'm far from finished decluttering, but we've taken several loads of donations to thrift shops in the last few months, and the load is slowly getting lighter. I still find it hard to let go of projects or hobbies that I haven't touched in years, but I just keep listening to your podcasts, and sometimes you say the perfect thing that makes me realize I can let go of an item or a pile of items. In the meantime, I just keep decluttering the easier things. Thank you so much for the free words of wisdom, the doses of laughter. I enjoy listening to 2 friends who love what they do. How beautiful is that?
Love it. Thank you. What was her name again?
Lakaidia, and she's in the US.
Oh, well, thank you, Lakaidia. Hope we're saying that right.
We would love you to come over to our Facebook community and talk to us about what you use and how that has changed as part of your decluttering. What have you gotten rid of that previously you thought, no, I definitely use that, and as you've become more cognizant of it, you've realized, I don't actually use that as often as I thought I did or as I said I did. To come over and join us in our Facebook community.
We would love to have you over there. We hope you have a lovely week and you can look at your possessions with fresh eyes, deciding whether or not you use things or you need things. And next week, or next time, we're going to be talking about love it.
Love it. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app, or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom. We acknowledge the traditional owners of country throughout Australia and recognise their continuing connection to land, waters and culture.
We pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.